From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. The Philadelphia rock band called Man Man has a reputation for intense theatrical shows, complete with face paint and all-white costumes. The musicians sport large beards and mustaches. Musically, Man Man is inspired by artists such as Tom Waits and Frank Zappa. Joel Rose has this profile of the band.
On stage, Man Man lurches from one song into the next, switching instruments on the fly. There are no jokes between tunes, no friendly banter. They don't even talk to the audience until the set is over. Lead singer Ryan Kattner and drummer Chris Powell say it's an approach born of necessity.
We learned early on that if you just play through your set, no breaks, you don't hear people heckling you. It's like a punch to the face for 30 minutes. It's great. Just keep the energy going, because we spent a lot of time constructing a set that has a nice ebb and flow to it, and there's no reason to break that.
With so much happening on stage, Powell and Kattner say the band doesn't want to distract from it visually, so they all wear white.
We don't actually wear the same exact things. It's basically just a theme. You know, bring whatever white clothes you want, and that's it for the tour, and then you just wear those.
So by the end of the tour, we're about beige in color. It's going for that Lord of the Flies prep boy look.
The band members embrace that theme by painting their faces and adopting adolescent tribal-sounding stage names like Honus Honus and Pow Pow. Jessica Suarez writes about music for Pitchfork Media and The Fader.
Everybody thinks that they're a joke band, but they're really not.
He felt a curve surround his neck like a yoke he knows. He'll never forget. Wish she could through his bed like a snake will bite through a cave of flesh, but he holds her though she's broken.
If you listen to their lyrics, they're super emotional lyrics.
She says if you look past the funny names, the face paint, and the smelly outfits, you'll find a band working some very rich emotional terrain.
You know, boy meets girl, girl dumps boy. Boy takes her back, and then she changes her mind again. So even if you're hearing like crazy xylophones and guys screaming in the background and this crazy organ, it's still kind of a basic broken-hearted love song. Across so many of their songs and their lyrics that I almost thought of as the thesis of Man Man. Like, you always take the other chance and then you always lose again. But I still find that sort of hopeful. It's never like, and then you give up, you know? They always seem to try again.
That could easily describe the band's offstage history, too. Ryan Kattner started Man Man in 2000. The band put out an album 4 years later. Then everyone else quit.
There's been a lot of people in this band. It's just a lot of learning, you know, growing pains.
Another person might have gotten the message that, like,
stop?
Yeah,
I know.
Instead, Kattner tried again. The new Man Man lineup put out a critically acclaimed CD in 2006.
Only time will tell if all allowed a scenery around to wake me alive. I want to sleep for weeks like a dog at her feet, even though I know it won't work out in the long run.
The album didn't sell, and Man Man got dumped from its label. The musicians put up the money for the next recording themselves. The risk paid off when they found a new label, Anti, the same one that's home to Tom Waits. Critics point out that Kattner's vocal style owes a big debt to the older singer. It's a charge Kattner doesn't exactly deny, but he maintains it's the only way he can get the job done.
When I was in second grade, someone came into class and they asked who wanted to be in choir. And all these little girls raised their hands. And I was like, oh yeah, man, choir. And then I, but then I was so self-conscious, I didn't even sing. I just lip sang for a year and a half. I know I don't have the best singing voice, but what can you do? You have to make do with what you can.
Don't you dare say that you weren't warned that the end was coming soon. And your eyes shine like Oppenheimer's as he talks about the moon. And he don't even taste the food he eats anymore. And there's a space, a place of where his heart was before. And he don't even taste the food he eats anymore. And she don't wanna die alone, and he don't wanna die alone, and she wants to live to eat.
Man Man makes do by touring a lot. The band has been on the road almost nonstop for the last 3 years, including a stint opening shows for Modest Mouse. Man Man launched its current tour by selling out mid-sized clubs in Philadelphia, New York, and Boston. Chris Powell says some of their fans have even been showing up in costume.
Kids will show up in all white. That's a little more rare, but we do see most nights there will be at least one person with a fake mustache, yeah. Usually a lot, awesome. Actually, with fake mustaches.
In homage, apparently, to Ryan Kattner's overgrown Fu Manchu.
I never thought that I would be saying this, but there's something pretty hot about a girl with a fake mustache.
If you don't believe them, go see for yourself. Man Man plans to be on the road for most of the year. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.
And you can hear for yourself some songs from Man Man's new album at npr.org/music.